In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen! Today is commonly called Thomas Sunday, but in the calendar of the church, it's officially called Antipascha. Antipascha. And that's because way back when, Pascha used to only be celebrated for 8 days. And today is the 8th day. Antipascha kind of means on the other end of Pascha. Of course, still today, all the other great feasts of the church are celebrated for 8 days, and we have what's called the leave-taking, or the apothesis in Greek, or the adanya in Slavonic, which is the last day of the feast when things are generally repeated. You know, I'm glad they extended it to 40 days. We get to celebrate. We get to greet each other with the paschal greeting. We wear white vestments, and the church is still decorated. And it's a wonderful thing. And we can sort of rejoice in the joy of the resurrection, as St. John Chrysostom encouraged us to do in his paschal sermon. You know, the paschal greeting, Christ is risen, is said by faithful to one another for 40 days. It's not like Happy New Year, or you know, you see somebody the first time in January and say Happy New Year. But the rest of January you don't say every time you see them Happy New Year. But in the church we say, Christ is risen, indeed is risen, or truly is risen, for the full 40 days. If you were at Agape Vespers last Sunday, you would have heard the first 7 verses of today's gospel reading, which recounts how Christ appeared to the apostles in the closed room on the evening of the resurrection and showed them his hands and his feet. And he asked them for something to eat. Why did he do that? To prove to them that he was not some ghost, some phantom, that he had flesh and blood. And of course he said, handle me, touch me. That's how they also knew that he was not a ghost. But since Thomas was not there, he tells the other disciples, I don't believe, and unless I touch the risen Lord and see, touch his pierced hands and touch his side, that he would not believe. And that's where last Sunday's gospel ended. Today's gospel adds the next 5 verses, which we just heard, telling that on the 8th day, which is today, it's another reason we do this on this Sunday, Thomas Sunday, because it's historically the 8th day, Jesus came to the apostles again, but this time Thomas was also there, and did you notice he went directly to Thomas, and he said, put your finger in my hands, put your hand in my side, so that you might believe. Poor St. Thomas has always kind of had a bad rap. He's been called Doubting Thomas, when in reality, he was just asking Jesus for the same proof of the resurrection that the other apostles, the other 10, had a week earlier when they were in the closed room, when Jesus appeared to his disciples the first time. St. Luke's gospel says, Jesus asked him, why are you troubled? Thomas, why are you troubled? And why do reasonings come up in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that I am he. Touch me and see. And remember that about the doubting, remember that Jesus warned the disciples to be wary of anyone who would come claiming to be the Christ. He even said, and this is from Holy Scripture, he said, so if anyone tells you there he is out in the desert, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. It's in Matthew. Here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. And there they were, in an inner room, for fear of the Jews, having seen their master die on the cross just over a week ago. And St. Thomas' unbelief is actually called good unbelief, or blessed unbelief. There are many different translations. Or believing unbelief in the hymnography of the church. Let's not forget that It was Thomas who, before the resurrection, the week before the resurrection, had told the other disciples, he said, "Let's go to Bethany with Jesus so that we might die with him." Because just being seen with Christ in public was cause enough to get arrested and killed. And it was St. Thomas and his blessed unbelief that carried him all the way to Ethiopia and India to preach that resurrected Christ, that Lord. St. Thomas's exclamation to the risen Christ, "My Lord and my God," which was repeated many times last night at Vespers, particularly in the Apostolic verses. I think it ended with, "My Lord and my God." That, of course, is an affirmation of the Orthodox teaching in the two natures of Christ, and of course the divinity of Christ. And there are actually scholars who say that the apostles did not really believe Christ was God. How could they? And what about today's epistle reading from the Acts of the Apostles? And it says that Jesus breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Well, what did they do? They went out after that and they started healing people. Even the shadow of Peter, when he walked by, would heal people. And there were great throngs of people running after these apostles after the ascension of Christ. Saint, this exclamation is, again, doctrine that Christ had two natures, human and divine. The church has us read the Acts of the Apostles all during the Paschal season so that we can be encouraged by the examples of the apostles who risked it all. And so, because they were so inspired by the encounters with the risen Christ, this is their motivation. All of the apostles, except St. John, theologian, were martyred for the faith, for their belief in this resurrected Jesus. They wouldn't have done it if they didn't believe it. Church history tells us that St. Thomas was martyred in a city called Melipur. I learned that doing a little research for this sermon. Melipur, India. Never heard of it. Probably a city that exists today. After he converted the wife of a local ruler. Bad thing to do. The ruler was a pagan and he said, "This man must die." He died for his faith. Father Alexander pointed out after one of the services during Bright Week, the remarkable zeal of the apostles in the face of sure death is one of the strongest witnesses to the resurrection, proof of the resurrection, if you will. So what was the motivation of these men and women who had just seen their Messiah utterly humiliated and killed like a common thief hung on a cross? And I'll read a couple of verses from Acts, the very first chapter of Acts, the third verse, right at the beginning. And of course, we believe Acts was written by the Apostle Luke. And this is from the Amplified Version, so it's a good study version. We don't read it in church, but it adds some explanation. "To them also he showed himself alive after his passion, his suffering in the garden and on the cross. By a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidences, and infallible proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. Holy Scripture reports that 11 appearances of the risen Christ occurred to the apostles and to the myrrh-bearers, who are called equals to the apostles, the women, and Joseph and Nicodemus. St. Thomas is mentioned by name in the third appearance of Christ as apostles, where Christ ate fish. Again, he had the encounter with his disciples and he said, "What have you to eat? Or have you any meat?" And they ate fish there on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. In his first letter to the new Christians in Corinth, St. Paul writes that after rising from the dead, Christ was seen by over 500 brethren at once. The holy apostle Peter, who three times denied Jesus before his resurrection, later writes in his first epistle, and this is again in the first chapter, the third verse. This is what's, motivating these people. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This inexpressible joy, full of glory, is the paschal joy that we experience when we glorify our resurrected Savior in purity of heart. Remember how we say, enable us on earth to glorify thy resurrection and purity of heart when we're going around the church. That's what it takes to do it right. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, why are you troubled? Why do reasonings come up in your heart? And again, from today's Gospel, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.